Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday towards the end of the show, I talked about how Amber Heard finally decided to end her appeal against Johnny Depp for the defamation case. And basically, she will donate, or she will give him $1 million. That was where they just finally said, all right, we're going to end this. We're going to close the door on this. And so what is Johnny Depp going to do with the $1 million that he will now be getting from her? Because they already had to pay each other for defamation. When that case ended, they both got basically, they basically looked at him and said, you defamed him, you defamed her. Johnny Depp won a little bit more, well, a lot more than Amber Heard did. But now they said with the $1 million that he will be getting from Amber now, he is going to donate to a plethora of charities. So that is fantastic. He said all of the money will go to different charities. So there you go. And they are, of course, then threw in there that her agreeing to finally pay this $1 million and drop the appeal, that just reinforces that Amber's acknowledging the conclusion of the legal system's rigorous pursuit for justice. So I get it. Johnny Depp probably doesn't want the $1 million she's going to have to pay him now. She's still claiming to be the victim. He says he's the victim. Drama, drama, drama. But she was trying to appeal it. It's over. She's going to give him $1 million, and he is going to donate it all to charity. I'm fine with that ending. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I'm sure all of you at this point have heard about the storm coming on Thursday. Everybody seems to be moving their lives around to try to get ready for this storm. So I was just wondering, because I was sitting there thinking last night, like all the things. Okay, I know the storm's only going to be for 2 days, but it's 2 days where I need to make sure that I have exactly what I need and exactly what I want in my house. So was there anything yesterday that you were like, oh, I got to get this done now because the storm is coming? That's what I want to discuss this morning. I also got worried about my packages coming. I have some packages coming on Thursday and Friday. I'm like, are they going to get to me before Christmas? I guess time will tell. 414-533-1037. Or you can just call and tell me exactly what the number one thing is you thought, oh, I need to go get some junk food to keep in the house. What is it? The one thing you went, oh, I got to handle this before the storm. What is it? Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just talking about how the storm is coming. And I wanted to know if you're doing anything different to prepare for the storm, because it's supposed to be here Thursday and Friday. So welcome to the show. First caller of the day, Mike in Hartford.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, friend. Mike, you're one of the OGs. So, Mike, what are you doing to prepare? Because I feel like, even though it's only 2 days, I feel like I need to, like, grocery shop and make sure I have all my Christmas stuff. I'm, like, kind of freaking out a little, honestly. What are you doing?
I actually didn't. Hindsight was 20/20 on this. I had to buy solar salt for my water softener the other day. And I bought extra bags because I use the same salt for water softener and for my driveway.
Right, right.
And I was like, huh, well, look at that. I prepared without even thinking about it.
You're ready to go.
And And I'm also, I think the one thing I am prepared for, or trying to prepare myself for is we're supposed to drive up to Oshkosh Saturday morning for Christmas Eve breakfast. And I'm trying to prepare myself to break the news to my mom that we might not be coming.
Yeah. So, yeah. Some of these family get togethers might not be happening because people aren't going to be able to get there. Absolutely.
Exactly. So yeah. I think that's probably the thing I'm most trying to prepare myself for the most is she has to understand, as much as I am a driver by profession, I don't need to, I don't need to, I'm by myself. I'm not carrying my daughter and my wife with me.
You don't want to, you don't want to hurt anyone, and you don't want anyone to, it's not worth it. It's, you know, they're preparing me to possibly be working from home on Thursday and Friday. I can do the show from home, but if the media's at home, everybody's at home. I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, the news people, I don't know how they get in. They're screwed, you know?
I have to leave early for an appointment on Friday, and I don't know what our schedule is like at work, so I don't know if they're going to bring me in because even I have to leave early or what. Well, so we'll see.
I'll call the guy with the big truck if I need to. It'll be Mike in Hartford. All right, Mike.
Sounds
thanks
good.
For calling. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Bye. Next up, Maya is in Kenosha. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
So is there anything different you're doing to prepare for this big storm we're supposed to get on Thursday and Friday?
Well, actually, really similar to Mike, I did a grocery pickup order for today, so that was convenient. We stocked up all of our groceries.
You got lucky with that one. Yep.
Even Friday. So Thursday, I'm leaving early, and Friday, I'm off. So that actually worked out really nice.
Oh, good.
Work in Milwaukee, so I'll have to drive through that.
Well, and I know people had to change their travel plans for sure. I even saw Mark Baden from WISN write on Facebook to somebody who said they were traveling on Friday. He's like, yeah, I would change that. I would. I mean, he's straight up like, don't even, you're not going anywhere on Friday morning. Good luck. Good luck with that. So good to know. Well, Maya, I'm glad you got your groceries. That makes me happy. Good luck with the storm, all right?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye. Next up, another regular, Sarah, is in Kenosha. Let me get your theme song. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Great. Anything you're doing different to prepare for this storm we're supposed to be getting? Because I got a grocery shop. I got to make sure I have all my... I don't even have wrapping paper. That's how behind the game
you
I am.
Wrapping paper?
I don't even... Not anymore. I used it all up last year. I used to have tons.
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm a mess.
So I'm all done wrapping, so that's an issue. I have a couple little stocking stuffers to get, which I was planning on stopping today anyways.
Yes.
But I am so jazzed, excited about this storm. I can't even explain my excitement.
Really? Why? What is wrong with you?
Every flake... And I am looking forward to every inch. The fact that they're calling it, like, we might have blizzard conditions. I am stoked.
That makes you happy. Are you serious right now?
It makes me so happy. It makes me so happy.
Oh, you are so funny, Sarah.
I am lucky. I do have the ability to work from home, so I do plan on verifying with my boss today that I can work from home on Friday.
Yeah.
And I have Thursday afternoon off to get a massage, so I was already set there.
Oh, good. Do you think you'll make it to the massage on Thursday afternoon?
Oh, nothing will stop me from my massage. Nothing.
You're like, I do not care if it's a blizzard. I will be at that massage, damn it. I love it.
I will be there come hell or high water.
Hey, I get it. I absolutely get it. I'm curious to see what's actually going to happen, how much we get. You know, is it that we're totally immobile? But I'm with you.
Yeah,
once you're in the house,
predict,
it's fine. Yeah.
Right. They always predict, you know, these furious conditions,
Armageddon.
And then we get 2 inches, and I'm disappointed.
Yes, yes.
So I'm hoping we're on the furious side, like they're saying.
You are wild. Yes, on the furious side, but everyone still stays. Everyone still stays safe, right?
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sarah. Have a great day.
All right, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, Murphy is on the south side of Milwaukee. Good morning, Murphy.
Good morning.
So how are you preparing for this big winter storm we're supposed to get on Thursday and Friday? They're saying like 12 inches, blizzard-like conditions. It's going to be wild if it happens.
Here's my thing that I think is hilarious.
Talk to me.
This is Wisconsin knows crazy weather, so why people are acting brand new to these type of conditions, I'll never understand. But to my knowledge, I'm going to be at work. I am a personal vehicle delivery driver for UPS. So I play Santa Claus.
Ah, you deliver vehicles. That's what you do.
No, I deliver packages for UPS out of my personal vehicle.
Oh, so what if it's that bad that you are having trouble getting around? They'll still have you go in the weather.
To my knowledge, we're still on the schedule to be out playing Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess. Because I did think about that.
And my neighborhood, for all intents and purposes, will still be receiving their packages on Thursday and Friday.
I wondered that. I'm like, if I have packages that are supposed to arrive on Friday, I'm like, will they be able to even, how is this going to work out with the holiday? It'll be interesting to see. So good luck, Murphy. Mad respect that you are determined. You're like, we are not going to freak out. We are going to get these packages out. So, all right, go Murphy. Nice.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Next up, and last but not least, because she's always funny, Amanda and Racine.
Hello,
good morning.
Turned out for what?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Amanda, tell me, you doing anything different to prepare for the storm? Because don't you work up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I have visits that day, and I'm already trying to think to myself, how can I change this?
Yeah.
I really don't want to drive.
Yeah.
I'll be the granny on the road otherwise.
The granny. Yeah, and of course, you got to have a good four-wheel drive car to get you around and whatnot.
Which I do have now. I don't have the Silver Saturn anymore.
Okay.
I do have the adult vehicle now.
Silver Saturn.
That helps.
Ah, the Silver Saturn. Everybody can picture that vehicle in their mind when you say that. That's for sure. So basically, you're trying to change all your work stuff around for Friday, which a lot of people are doing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. Mm-hmm. But I will say my husband just bought some salt at Menards yesterday. So
that's
we're
going
to have the driest, cleanest driveway ever.
You guys,
we always do.
You triggered me with that, you and Mike in Hartford, because that's one thing I need to add to my list in the next couple days. I need to get some salt. I've got the snow blower. I've got the shovels. I'm prepared, but I'm going to need salt for sure. So you guys reminded me of that.
My husband has that all set. He's all
nice.
Set with that. I just stay at home. I just look out the window while he's doing all his work.
Can I borrow your husband? No.
Maybe I'll have to ask him, see what time he's available for.
No, I'm good. I don't need a husband. Plus, you have a baby. You need him more than I do. Trust me. You need the help more than I do. Absolutely. All right, Amanda, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my, Justin Bieber calling his own merchandise trash. I live for stuff like this. Listen to this story. Justin Bieber is saying that H&M is selling his merchandise without his permission, and he is encouraging people not to buy it. What are the odds? I mean, that he's basically shouting out everyone and saying, no, I didn't approve any of this. Don't buy my stuff. It's trash. He went on social media. He started slamming H&M, and he said they are doing it without his approval. He said, quote, I didn't approve any of the merch collection that they put up at H&M. All without my permission and approval. Shake my head. I wouldn't buy it if I were you. I didn't approve it. Don't buy it. And he did call it trash. That is exactly what he said. Now, he also commented on another social media post from an Instagram account that had uploaded pictures of the merchandise, alerting fans not to purchase the items. And he said, you know, when everyone finds out I didn't approve any of this merch, shake my head, saying all of his fans are buying this stuff and he didn't approve it. They're going to be upset. So H&M's response, they claim that as with all other licensed products and partnerships, that they followed proper approval procedures. That was their response to it. But Justin Bieber is saying, nope, I didn't approve it, to the point where he got on social media and lit H&M up. I didn't see this one coming at the end of the year. The Justin Bieber H&M feud. Who saw it coming? Nobody.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one made me giggle a little because I feel like I know multiple people who lie about this to their spouses. Maybe it's just me. So here's the message that we got. She wrote in today. We'll call her Sunny. Her name is Sunny. Sunny wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her husband about her work from home option. Here's her story. She said, "Hi, Allie. I work for a tech company. My husband is an aspiring author. He's had some success, and we hope for more in the future. But when I got pregnant, I negotiated a full year of work from home with my employer. My husband writes at home, so we decided that he would be the stay-at-home parent. And when I was working, he would care for our baby. It was a pretty good arrangement, I thought. And it was only for about a month. Then he would start ignoring the baby crying or claiming that the baby wanted me, and it started to interfere with my work. I told him I needed uninterrupted time, but he still only gives me about 1 to 2 hours a day where he doesn't ask for my help with the kid. It's almost time now for me to return to work full time. And once again, my employer was very accommodating. They were impressed with my ability to contribute meaningfully to my group during work from home. So they offered me a choice of work from home, work in the office, or a hybrid schedule. I didn't tell my husband, though. Instead, I told him I have to return to the office. I know I'll get way more done if I go in. So, am I the jerk for lying to my husband about working from home not being an option?" Whew. 414-533-1037. She could work from home if she wants to. She doesn't want to. She's lying to her husband about it because she wants to go into work. And I am not kidding when I say I know multiple people who have taken the option to go in because they wanted either a break or they had this problem where they couldn't get work done with their kids. But she's straight up lying to her husband. He has no idea she could work from home if she wanted to. 414-533-1037. I am really curious to hear what you guys are going to say next about this. You can text or you can call that number, 414-533-1037. Is Sunny a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Sunny wrote into the show, and she wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home not being an option. She did it for a year. They had a baby that was negotiated with her employer, but every time she tried to work, he would interrupt her with the baby or say the baby needed her. Basically, her employer offered her whatever she wanted. She could work from home, she could do a hybrid, or she could go in. She lied to him and told him she has to go back in. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically lying to her husband about working from home not being an option. So we're going to go straight to the phones today. I'll start out with our latest person to earn their own theme song. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Lisa in West Allis. Good morning.
All the rumors are true, yeah. I've been in the
bamboo. Hey.
How are you?
Good. You wanted Lizzo as your theme song. So you've got it now. But Lisa, what do you think? Is Sunny a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home?
Sunny sounds like a career-oriented woman and doesn't like distractions and wants to be good for her employer. So I say she's not a jerk.
Okay. You're saying not a jerk. Go on. Because?
Just because she's putting work first, she should really tell her husband, but I still think she's not a jerk for it. Like, maybe slide that in there down the road or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, she's not a jerk for doing that for now because she wants to get her work done and be good. And if he keeps distracting her, maybe she will be distracted down the road, too.
All right. Lisa in West Allis says, not a jerk. Thanks for calling today, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye. Next up, she is another regular, and she is from Sheboygan. Welcome back to the show, Lisa in Sheboygan. Another Lizzo gal. Two Lizzo ladies back to back.
All right.
All right, Lisa. Is Sunny a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home, saying it's not an option when it totally is?
Yes, of course she is. Like, I'm sorry to the other Lisa that I have to go completely opposite, but like,
do it.
Seriously, what? Like, what a wench, kind of. I mean, I get, like, being a parent and needing a break and needing to, like, do your job and have your career. But what is the point of lying about it to your husband? Like, literally, all you have to say is, I need to do things with work, so I'm going to go back to the office. I was given that option. Probably, why lie about it?
Probably because she thinks he's not going to be supportive and if she tells him that she's going to work from home. But, hey, you say total jerk because she's lying to her husband. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you doing that? I get it. All right. Lisa in Sheboygan says jerk. So far, one jerk, one not a jerk. All right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Next up, Anna is calling from Milwaukee. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Right now, We have one jerk, one not a jerk. Is Sunny a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home not being an option because she doesn't want to deal with him constantly interrupting her and the kids?
No, I don't think she's a jerk, but I do think she needs to tell her husband that, you know, hey, when you know, just because I'm working from home does not mean that I can, you know, take care of the baby, you know. Mm-hmm. I need to still get my work done. But I don't think she's a jerk because, I mean, I get it. She's trying to get her work done, you know.
What a nightmare.
From home, too. So, yeah, you know, you still have to get your work done. It's not because you're home doesn't mean that you're not working.
Right. Well, she said she told him she needed the uninterrupted time, but he still only was giving her an hour or two a day where he wasn't coming in asking for her help with the kid. And he's not really working. So, okay. All right, Anna, you say not a jerk. That means so far, what do we have? Two not a jerks, one jerk. Thanks for your input. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Next up, it's our boy, Santino in Sheboygan. Hey.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Let's talk for a minute.
So far, two not a jerks, one jerk. What do you think, Santino? Oh. Is she a jerk?
Oh, you got three not a jerk, or she's a jerk. She's a jerk.
You're saying, so now it's two jerks, two not a jerks. Right. You're saying she's a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home, saying it's not an option when it totally is.
Right. What's there to lie for about that? Like, come on now. Let's just be honest. Tell him to pull his weight if that's what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your weight, sir. But my thing is, I'm wondering if she's not pulling her weight during the evening hours. If she's not doing anything during the day. Is she not also helping out at night? Like, come on.
Oh, it's getting spun into now she sucks as a mom. Yes.
No. I'm not saying that. But maybe that's him saying, like, you want me to do this all during the day, but also I'm doing it at night. Like, where are you at? Like, maybe he's like, here's a couple hours. Mm-hmm. Help a brother out.
Yeah, I don't know because we don't know. I guess we don't know. But you say she's a jerk for lying, though, to him without a doubt about.
Oh, yeah.
Because she just doesn't want to deal with the kid. She wants him to deal with the kid. He's not dealing with the kid.
Tell her to go to an internet cafe, go to a coffee lounge, go to Starbucks, go to the library, go somewhere where you can get some peace if you need to get out the house. But don't lie to him and say, oh, I got to go back to work because now I will be pissed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be upset, but I also think a lot of people do this, Santino. I know people that tell their significant other, I got to go to the office just because they need to get away after the whole work from home scenario.
I'll just say, I got to go. Why do you need to go? Don't worry about it. I'm leaving.
And then you go to your internet cafe and call it a day, right? All right. Santino, listen. So now we have two jerks, two not a jerks, which means the next person's going to be the tiebreaker. All right.
Well, they better say she's a jerk, otherwise they're going to call me personally.
The good news is it's somebody really saucy. The tiebreaker on the phone is somebody who's going to be honest with us. So get ready for this, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Finally, she is going to be the tiebreaker. I'm glad it's someone who's very opinionated because I know she will not be swayed either way. Saucy Sandra, welcome back.
Hey there, hey. I'm different. Yes, I'm different.
And I know that you will not be swayed by any of the callers.
Definitely
you're
going
to tell us what you think this morning. So is Sunny a jerk for lying to her husband about working from home? She told him it wasn't an option because she wants to go back in. He won't let her work.
I don't think she's a jerk for wanting time and wanting space. Mm-hmm. However, I think she's a jerk for not communicating that, hey, dude, pick your end up. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to work third shift, so I understand what she's saying. My ex would constantly bring me the kid, and it's like, I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
I have other things I have to keep in my mind. Like, you're driving me nuts.
Uh-huh.
You need to stop. You know, so
so you get the where they won't let you either sleep or when you need to be sleeping or work when you need to be working. It's exhausting.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. You burn yourself out. You need to communicate and say, hey, listen, dude, you need to step her up a little bit. You're not an invalid. You're a parent as well.
Right.
You can do exactly what I can do. So step her up and knock it off. So
it sounds like she feels unsupported at home. So she's now she's hiding at work in order to get work done because she doesn't. But again, she is lying to him. So wait, so Sandra, exactly. Are you saying you're saying jerk or what are you saying? Not a jerk.
Yeah, I'm saying jerk for not being able to communicate. She should have communicated this to him because I'm going to tell you what, honey, your marriage will not last if you do not have the communication part. Mm-hmm. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Kind of. She is a jerk, but I do not blame her for wanting her time at all whatsoever, because that is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. You can't pour from an empty cup.
No.
You need to take care of yourself.
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more. Yes, you do have to take care of yourself as well. I get it. I see it. So, all right. So, Saucy Sandra is saying jerk.
Yes, sorry.
Hey, you guys don't have to be sorry for your opinion. Sandra, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
There we go. It's jerk.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hard to believe that 2022 is almost over. I mean, here we are, December 20th today. And so one of the things we like to do at the end of the year is reflect on all of the things that happened this year, including all of the celebrities that we lost. Because I guarantee there's going to be a couple in here that you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot that person died this year. That was the way I certainly felt about Coolio. Obviously, I did not forget that Coolio died, but he was one of those people as I was scanning the list, like, oh my gosh, that was this year. That happened. Coolio's gone. It was unbelievable. So he is one of the people at the top of the list. Most recently, celebrities that we lost this year, Aaron Carter, one of the most recent ones. He died on November 5th of this year. After many, many struggles with addiction, he was only 34 years old. Another big loss in the music world was Takeoff from Migos. I mean, huge group Migos. So he was killed by a gunman. That happened. He was only 28 years old. That happened in Houston at a bowling alley. That was on November 1st. So him and Aaron Carter almost back to back this year. Jerry Lee Lewis, if you're into that kind of thing, he died this year. Leslie Jordan, that was one that took a lot of people by surprise because he had become such a social media star because he's just funny. He's one of those internet stars in his own right. Aside from everything he had done, you know, being a comedian and whatnot, he died on October 24th of this year. Coolio died on September 28th. So even though it wasn't that long ago that Coolio died, it feels like it was a long time ago. Like if you had said, when did Coolio die? I would say, I don't know, June, July. No, it was actually September of this year. Grease fans were upset about, obviously, Olivia Newton-John. That was a big loss. She died on August 8th. Naomi Judd. That was a big loss to a lot of people, especially since we found out that she died from suicide. A horrible loss and even more reason to talk about mental health and the struggles that people have. She died on April 30th of this year. Taylor Hawkins, another musician a lot of people might have forgotten, died this year. He died in March 25th at the age of 50 due to an overdose. That was a huge loss. The Foo Fighters, I mean, huge group. Nobody saw that coming. So there were so many people that we lost this year. Twitch, we just recently lost him. He would have been the most recent one, actually, as we name all of the people who we lost this year. So Tracy Braxton, I should throw that in there, from the Braxton Family Values. She died at the age of 50 from cancer, you know, so that was unfortunate. So there you go. Those are just some of the people that we lost this year that you may have forgotten about. Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. Meatloaf died this year. I didn't throw that one in there because I don't know if some of you even know who Meatloaf is. Some will, some will not. Naomi Judd, we lost her to suicide. Olivia Newton-John. Coolio, we lost in September. Leslie Jordan. Takeoff from Migos. Aaron Carter. And Twitch, as I just said. So a lot of the celebrities, sad stuff that we lost this year in 2022. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And we gave away pink tickets this morning at 7:45. We'll do it again every single day this week. So you got to be back here for those. 7:45 to win. But first, I wanted to bring on a very special guest. She is a fan favorite. And I mean that. I'm not just making your ego really big. It's true, Destiny. Everybody loves you. So welcome back to the show, Destiny in Milwaukee. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Hey, wow.
If you're not on Destiny, everybody wants to know, where's Destiny? Where's she been?
Man, I'll be here.
I know. You have two small children and an older one.
Yeah, unless you want to hear them crying in the background. Like right now, I'm at a red light and the bottle just came out of his mouth. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry.
It's so relatable as a parent.
I know what you're talking about. Creeping at the red light, you keep creeping to make it seem like you're moving.
Yep.
That's me right now.
It's the worst when the bottle falls out of their mouth and you can't reach them. You're like, don't cry.
No.
Destiny, I wanted to ask you, because we talked about it this a little bit this morning, is everybody's freaking out about the big storms that's supposed to come on Thursday and Friday. If it actually happens, and it sounds like we are going to get a lot of snow, people are changing their plans, their lives, things they had to do. Are you going to change anything, or are you planning to change anything? Because you are busy. Like, you're always working, taking care of your kids, on the go. Any plans changed yet for you for the storm this weekend?
I'm going to change my underwear more than once, probably, because I'll be shoveling.
So the answer is no. The answer is
nothing.
More laundry. More housework. Would you not go to work? Are you one of those people that goes no matter what? I mean, would you find a way to get to work even if we're having a blizzard?
Nah. Ain't no job that important.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to all my mail people, carriers and stuff. Like, I love you guys. Come in for some hot chocolate and a shot of Bailey's.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes. There you go. Right.
But other than that, nah, I'm good. If it's that bad, what's the sense of chancing it? I wouldn't even send my kids to school. What if they had school?
Yeah.
Would you send your kids to school?
Hell no.
And if they're on the bus, would you trust the bus driver? No.
No. What if it's that as bad as they say it's going to be, where we get 12 inches and it's blizzard-like conditions, then they would shut down. I would think they shut down school anyway. Luckily, mine are done on Wednesday, so we're not going to have that. That's their last day. So there's not going to be an issue. They're going to be at home no matter what.
Well, you better make sure you got a lot of stuff to make cookies and everything.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, what about you? Are you going to change your things? Because you got to drive to the station.
It's funny you said that, Destiny, because they have brought it up. That discussion came up yesterday, that if I'm unable to get to work, or anyone in the building, you know, who's on the air, luckily we have the ability now with technology where we can broadcast from home. So I will without a doubt be here on Thursday, and then time will tell if I'll be able to be here on Friday, I think. But I'll be on the air. I just don't know if I'll be at home or in the studio.
That's the only thing about being remote now. You'd be trying to get out of work. You'd be like, oh, it's okay. You can work from home.
Right.
You'd be like, dang it, stupid. Oh, my internet's out. My battery, my cable, my electric. It's gone.
Yep, that's what's funny. There won't be a snowstorm, and I'll be like, whoops, looks like I got to work from home on Friday. Sorry, guys. I can't make it
in
today.
You got a snowblower?
Of course. Are you crazy? Oh, my God. Thank God I have a snowblower.
I'm just asking. I don't want you out there sweating off anything yesterday that we just got done.
That's why I love you, Destiny. Good looking out. I know you'll always look out for me. I know. You would show up if I didn't, and I would cry if I didn't have a snowblower.
No, I'd probably send somebody first.
You'd send somebody with a plow. Wow, I know you.
Yeah, right. I'll be like, hey, go hit her up. And then I'll be like, she'll tip you really good.
I'll be like, damn, that where's my money? It's like when the tooth fairy comes, you don't have any cash. All right, Destiny, thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
414-533-1037. Are you changing any plans because of the snowstorm? We'll discuss next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie, and I've been talking about the big storm, which seems to be what everyone is talking about that we're supposed to get this weekend, Thursday and to Friday. Starting around, it sounds like more Thursday. It's going to pick up in the afternoon, evening, and possibly into Friday. But knowing how well they clean up this state, we could be good to go by Friday night. I don't want to jinx us on that one. So I was just wondering, is anything changing for any of your schedules? Did you have plans? Are you worried about doing holiday stuff this weekend. I was kind of worried some of my packages might not get here that I had scheduled to come in, but this is what I get for being last minute Allie in that realm. So let's just go to the phones. Good morning, Kathleen in Hartford, aka the wife of Mike in Hartford. So I'll just play his song for you, Kathleen, even though you are your own person. And Kathleen, I know we're going to talk about storm, but you and I, if the listeners don't know this, we love to message back and forth about sister wives. You and I get so angry watching that show every week, don't we?
Oh my God, we can't. It's just horrible.
Cody makes us nuts, but that's a whole nother topic for another day. People that watch the show know what I mean. And we also dish about 90 Day Fiance. You're my girl for that too. So, but today, it's good stuff. We're always texting back how angry we are about these shows. But listen, Kathleen, what's changing for you guys this weekend? Because it's the holidays. You have plans? You had to move around?
Yeah. So we were supposed to go to my parents on Friday night. Uh-huh. But I just talked to my dad and I was just like, if it's a blizzard, we're not coming. He's like, oh, absolutely not. And he doesn't live far away. But I'm like, we don't have time for that.
Yeah. If you can't get there, you can't get there. It's not worth it. You don't want anybody getting hurt, right?
Exactly. The only thing, like maybe Saturday we're supposed to go to Oshkosh, but you know, we'll play that by ear too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, we have a lot of things going on this weekend. So a lot of different moving parts. I'm off, you know, starting Thursday, which is a beautiful thing.
Nice.
I was planning to like drop things off at my sister's. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of trying to move that so I don't have to go out anywhere. So
I was trying to get the whole, what can I do ahead of time now, just in case, if this does happen and we get this weather, I'm prepared, you know, versus I'm screwed now. Because like you said, everybody's got tons of plans, things happening for the holidays, things they're trying to do last minute. So I guess we're going to see what happens. But all right, Kathleen, good luck, girl. And I'll be texting you. I'll be texting you on Sunday about Sister Wives and 90 Day Fiance. Did we have the last episode last week?
No, last week was the part one tell-all.
Oh, we got to wait 2 weeks? Oh, come on.
2 weeks.
Damn it, TLC.
I know. But you know what, we'll make Rice Krispie Treats and it'll be all better.
You make your wife Rice Krispie Treats and she made you. Kathleen, you're making my blood boil. If people watch that show, they know what we're talking about right now. All right, girl, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Kathleen and I love to dish about sister wives. Welcome back to the show. He's another regular. It's been a minute since we've heard from you, Java Dave. Good morning.
Yo. Hey.
Take a sip of my coffee in honor of you.
Thank you.
Morning,
thank
my you. Friend. Are you changing anything around in case the storm is really as bad as they say it's going to be on Thursday and Friday?
You know, honestly, no. I don't have a lot of plans for this weekend, just Saturday, Christmas with my family.
Sure. But by then you should be free, hopefully. You should be back.
Yeah, kind of like Kathleen, I have a long weekend. Today's actually my Friday. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Today's the end of a busy week at my work, and we're not allowed to take PTO. And I saw that tomorrow and Thursday were available, and I was like, I have 2 days left of PTO. Mm-hmm. It restarts on the 1st.
Yep.
I'm gone.
You're like, bye. See you later. I'm out of here.
It's going to be so quiet, though, anyway. So.
This is the week where the office is very quiet. And next week, forget about it. Nobody even exists next week in a lot of places, between Christmas and New Year's. It'll be a ghost town around this building. I can tell you that much for sure. So I feel you on that.
I plan on doing some house cleaning during the winter storm and probably leveling up in Fortnite.
Leveling up in Fortnite. You can play with my son Owen, Dave. You guys can play against each other.
If he's on Xbox, tell him to add me.
I will, absolutely. All right, Dave. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Next up, Julie is in Oak Creek. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julie. We're supposed to be getting a winter storm. Everybody's talking about it on Thursday and Friday. Is anything changing for you? Any plans you have to move? Do you feel like you have to go shopping for stuff early? What's happening?
So we were supposed to go to Lodi on Friday for family Christmas.
Yikes, that ain't happening.
And, I mean, here's the thing. My husband drives all day long for a living. Because he's a service tech.
Yes.
So he will drive in literally anything.
He doesn't care.
So
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. he was like, you know, we'll just put our porta potty in the back of the truck, some water and some snacks. We'll be fine. We're going.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what Mike in Hartford said earlier. But then Mike said, that's me.
Aunt was like, yeah. No, we don't want you driving. Yeah. So I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what Mike in Hartford said earlier this morning when he called. He said, now I drive for a living and that's just me, but I'm not putting my family in danger. That's a whole nother cup of tea when I get on the road. So your aunt in Lodi said, stay home. But it will all depend on how much weather we get. Well, now I can't wait to hear if you guys risk it or not. Your husband's going to be like, let's go. Let's do this.
So
yep. Awesome. Well, good luck with your travels, whether you go or not. Just stay safe. All right, Julie.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I've been talking about the storm that we're supposed to get on Thursday and Friday. It's all anyone can seem to be talking about these days. So I'm dying to hear how everyone is moving things around, or maybe your plans might have gotten moved to some other day if you were planning on doing stuff with family. Aaron's in Waukesha. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. Do you have any plans that are getting thrown for a loop if we truly get this much snow and these blizzard-like conditions on Thursday and Friday? What's changing for you?
So I have a feeling that there will be a lot of things changing, actually, and I didn't think about it until I was listening to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, packages coming in.
Yeah.
I did a lot of last-minute shopping.
Same.
And so I'm like, okay, I have a lot of things that are supposed to be here on Christmas Eve when I was planning to, you know, I have off of work on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. I was planning to kind of, you know, do last minute errands and wrap and stuff. And now I think maybe my son's daycare might be closed also.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, and then it's just in the Christmas Eve plans.
That was kind of what I did last night. It started hitting me. Like,
family, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started hitting me like, hold on. If we get this much, then that affects this, and that affects this, and wait, that affects this. And then it was like this stairway where I was like, oh, damn, everything.
Snowballing.
Yeah, snowballing. Right in front of the holidays. I mean, it couldn't be more backed up into the holiday weekend, this kind of a storm. So I feel you on that, Aaron.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll all cross our fingers and just kind of we're just gonna have to go with the flow, right?
Yep. And Aaron, I'm crossing my fingers that your packages and my packages all come, and that's what we get for being last minute gals, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, Aaron. Good luck. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye bye. Steph is in Grafton. Stephanie. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you, Ellie?
I'm good. Are you feeling this where if this storm really comes and hits us on Thursday and Friday, is it going to affect your life in a lot of ways? What are you thinking about?
Well, my husband plows snow for a living. That's why I thought I need to call in for this morning.
Yes, you know. You did it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, he called me yesterday after their snow meeting. I was like, we need to cancel all plans this weekend. It's going to be awful. Like, I'm going to be working 70 hours this week.
Yeah.
Just to throw it out there, respect the plow drivers, people. Even the people plowing the parking lots for your grocery stores and stores. You gotta be careful and watch out for it. They're on very high alert this week for it.
Right. Well, and you have a totally different perspective with your husband being a plow driver because, like you said, now he's just going to be gone. It's not even the people that have to move certain things around. You're just not going to see him for like 2 days, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we host, so he's going to be plowing until Saturday morning. He's going to be sleeping.
Yes.
He can't really have people over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, they should do documentaries on plow drivers and storms like that. I don't know if they've ever done anything like that. It'd probably be interesting, you know?
It would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I know Canada has one.
They do. Ah, smart. I like it. I like it. Well, Stephanie,
right? Exactly.
Good luck this weekend. Tell your husband good luck plowing all of the snow. And we'll be thinking about him. And I will complain less when I go to the grocery store because I know how overwhelmed they will be if it does not look good.
So. Yeah, and they're just like everybody else that I have less people that want to do this job than anything.
You just brought up the last thing I was going to say, which is on top of it already being a lot of work, they probably have less people working for them and helping them, which makes it even worse this time of year. So
yeah,
totally
exactly.
Relatable.
So remember, they're probably very tired and driving these giant plow trucks.
So give them a break.
Out there for anybody that needs to go.
Give Stephanie's husband a break. You heard? All right. Stephanie, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
You too.
Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Billie Eilish turned 21. If you can believe that. I feel like we were just talking about Billie Eilish. Oh, she's barely 18. Now here she is, 21 years old. So I'm excited for her. She had a huge birthday bash, which was shared all over social media. But some of the people that showed up for the night, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, Olivia Rodrigo, Avril Lavigne, Hailee Steinfeld. I love seeing what celebrities run together. Nothing makes me happier. Dove Cameron, also in attendance. Some of the people that attended her 21st birthday party. And she was dressed as Mrs. Claus. Her boyfriend, Jesse Rutherford, who's from the group The Neighborhood. He's the singer of the group The Neighborhood. He showed up as Santa Claus. So they were Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And that's how they were dressed for it. But lots of people at the party, including Doja Cat. Even Doja Cat was standing next to her when she blew out the candles on her birthday cake. So the whole crowd sang happy birthday to her. But there you go. Billie Eilish, it's here. She's 21. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.